fatly. That's a lot of mass, needless to say. It's why the ground has risen 3 feet. He gave me a moment to absorb this, then went on, There are 1,000 parishes in Norfolk. Multiply all the centuries of human activity by 1,000 parishes, and you can see that you're looking at a lot of material culture. He considered the several steeples that featured in the view. From here you can see into perhaps 10 or 12 other parishes, so you're probably looking at roughly 250,000 burials right here in the immediate landscape, all in a place that has never been anything but quiet and rural, where nothing much has ever happened. All this was Brian's way of explaining how a bucolic, lightly populated county like Norfolk could produce 27,000 archaeological finds a year, more than any other county in England. People have been dropping things here for a long time, he said, since long before England was England. He showed me a map of all the known archaeological finds in our parish. Nearly every field had yielded something. Neolithic tools, Roman coins and pottery, Saxon brooches, Bronze Age graves, Viking farmsteads. Just beyond the edge of our property, in 1985, a farmer crossing a field found a rare, impossible to misconstrue, Roman phallic pendant. To me, that was, and remains, an amazement. The idea of a man in a toga, standing on what is now the edge of my land, patting himself all over, and realizing with consternation that he has lost his treasured keepsake, which then